Coming up Friday, Football Friday, we got your coverage of Tipton and Central Catholic over on the Knights' home field, pregame at 6:30 on our sister station, 98.7 WASK, kick at 7 o'clock, with much more on the Knights and the Blue Devils and all the action coming up here on Friday night, Week 5 High School Football. We bring in Sam King from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Sam, good afternoon. What's happening, man?
Not a whole lot. Beautiful day outside.
Is that all you got for us?
That's it.
Wow. All right. So for the next 11 minutes, we'll just sit here in silence?
That's your show, so if that's what we're going to do, yeah, sure. We'll go
ahead. So what's your – we talked last week about reaching the first third of the season – and in moving along here and moving along, and now we're into the fourth and going into the fifth here. Are we starting to get a real clear picture on our local teams?
I think so. I would say that last week was probably the most telling of where everybody is. You know, you had McCutcheon winning in a blowout, and you found out, you know, they're not as bad as 0-3 record. You had Central Catholic get blown out, and now they kind of turned the corner maybe and play some smaller schools, and we'll find out how good they are. For the rest of it, though, we found out that Harrison is pretty darn good. We found out that Lafayette Jeff is explosive on offense still, and West Lafayette is able to do whatever it wants against pretty much anybody.
And I know that was one thing, Sam, that you were curious about when you think about the Harrison Raiders, how Harrison would go up against Lafayette Jeff, and would that be a ball game? It turned out it was. What did you learn about Harrison last Friday night?
Well, they got a lot of fight in them, for one thing. I knew they had speed. I didn't know how that would translate to on the field. You know, there's a difference between being fast in say, track and being fast on a football field sometimes, and that's weird to say, but it's just the case. Some kids are good at being shifty and things like that, but Harrison fell behind 21-7, and I'm thinking, here we go. It's going to be another one of those games where Jeff just kind of imposes its will with all of its athletes, and instead Harrison marches right back in that game and ties it at the half, and I think Jeff got a momentum-changing kickoff to start the second half that went all the way down to maybe the 30-yard line from Bishop Johnson. But Harrison's credit, they fought all the way to the end of that game and just couldn't stop Marquise Munoz, who has been a guy for 4 years now that has killed Harrison. And I know Terry Peeble said after the game, we're glad we don't have to see number 32 anymore next year because he's destroyed us. It was really Marquise and Bishop Johnson. They did a good job everywhere else. And what I wrote about this week was, you know, they basically had five lost possessions with fumbles and interception, the onside kick by Jeff to start the game, which Jeff recovered, and then dropping a punt. Those are killers, especially when you look back and say, hey, we lost by 12 points. That's two touchdowns. If we get scores on two out of those five possessions, and when you had 35 points, you feel like that's quite possible. Maybe Harrison's beating Jeff. I still think Jeff was a little bit better, and the better team probably won that game, but Harrison is not far behind.
So the Raiders on the road Friday night at Anderson. What do you make of this matchup?
This is going to be one of those games where Harrison's beat up. They have Stevie Coffin, a wingback who came back last week and tried to give it a go against Jeff. He had a couple catches. He had a big catch during the game, but he's got a shoulder injury, and he ended up hurting himself again, and it's probably going to be out for a couple weeks. So they've got a sophomore who's going to be playing in his spot and did a couple weeks before that. And then they lost the kid, Quinn Farrell, who's a starting defensive player for them. I think he got the Marcus Bailey syndrome, where he had a non-contact knee injury this week, and don't know what the prognosis is on that, but you can always assume a non-contact knee injury, what it's going to be. So, you know, they're a little beat up, and Anderson's a team that's really struggling, hasn't scored many points this year. It's still a game Harrison will win running away, should get every kid in the game, one of those types of games. Anderson has a great receiver, an all-state receiver in Malachi Falls, but he doesn't have a whole lot around him, so he catches a lot of five-yard balls and ends up with 12 catches for 68 yards, which in the grand scheme of things usually doesn't look all that impressive. It's just a lot of receptions at the end of the season. But, yeah, Harrison's going to win this game running away, I would think. And, you know, they've never lost to the Indians, and I don't expect it to happen now.
Sam King with us from the Lafayette Journal and Courier. We get set for week five of high school football.
Sam Kokomo, yep. 52 points, allowing 52 points per game, and only scoring 14.8 per game. How ugly could this Kokomo game get between Lafayette, Jeff?
Yeah, well, first, the stats are a little misleading because Kokomo opened with New Palestine, which might be the best team in the state regardless of class. They played a horrible run of teams for them when they're trying to kind of turn the corner here and just took their bumps in those first 3 weeks. But then McCutchen was a game last week that I thought would be competitive, and the Mavericks basically shut him out. Kokomo had two kickoff returns for touchdowns and I guess took a pitch, intercepted a pitch and returned that for a touchdown to let the defensive score. So they scored 0 points offensively against McCutchen and allowed 59 to a team that couldn't find the end zone in the first three games. So I think that's a telling sign. And I know Pat Shanley has told me Kokomo's very good defensively. They got all these athletes and all this stuff. And that's what Coach Shanley does. He kind of tries to, the term he keeps using is blue holting people. And he's maybe mastering it better than the rest because every team they play is the best team they've played all season. But Jeff will win this game by a lot. And probably, the run of games that Jeff has had as well against some pretty good teams, this might be a good thing for them where they can, you know, the kids can go out and just play a half, and then you play your JV in the second half and kind of get some guys rested because, again, that's another team that's got some injuries going on right now.
Sam King with us from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Sam, you mentioned Marquise Munoz earlier, and we've seen him play extremely well so far this season. What kind of attention is he getting from schools around the country?
Well, he's not getting enough. I mean, you can ask the other team's coaches, and they're like, I don't understand what people don't see in this kid. He runs a 4.940, which is not blazing fast for a running back at all. But I think if you watch the film and watch how he runs, he's faster than a 4.940, again, when you get on the football field, because he'll make guys miss, he'll bowl you over and turn a 3-yard gain into a 6-yard gain. He runs extremely hard. And he's got his GPA is 3.4, 3.5, something like that. So getting into school is not going to be an issue for him. He's just really a great kid. And I didn't tweet this out, but after the game last week, he told me he was so happy to see that Harrison's football program is good. And he loves seeing all of the county teams be strong. You know, that's really exciting for him. And, you know, most teams are like, we want all the other teams to suck and make fun of them. But no, he's like, it's awesome that Harrison's good. It's awesome that, you know, McCutchen's coming around. It's awesome that West Lafayette is the defending state champs. And that really speaks to me a lot about his character. I think he's definitely a kid that can play at like a MAC level school, I think. And he's a kid that if he went to a Big Ten school like Indiana or Purdue, he'd probably find a way to get on the field by the time he was a junior or a senior.
Sam, can you stick around with us through the break here? We still need to get to McCutchen, West Lafayette, and Central Catholic, if you don't mind.
I can do that.
Much more with Sam King when we come back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. We'll get you set for Week 5 of high school football. Continuing our coverage of high school football, Week 5 coming up on Friday, and we bring back Sam King from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, gracious enough to hang out with us here through the break. All right, Sam, let's get back into this thing. You mentioned a little bit about McCutchen off the top, but just how big a deal was that for the Mavericks to finally break through against that Kokomo team last week?
Well, I think the win was something they expected or hoped for, and yeah, that can do a lot for your confidence, but the way that they won that game, scoring 59 points, the defense not allowing a touchdown is more promising. I think that's the bigger confidence boost, I think, there is the fact that, hey, not only do we win, we played extremely well in two of the three phases of the game and ended up blowing them out. And now you go into a team in Logansport, which is still kind of struggling, hoping to carry that momentum over there. It's a place that McCutchen has not performed well in the past. Last year, they barely squeaked by Logansport at home. A couple years ago, I think they won by an extra point was the difference in that game, or two-point conversion or something like that. It's always close with Logansport, even when McCutchen has been, you know, the team that you think would go over there and run away with that thing. So I think their biggest thing is, like, yeah, we played well. Now we know we can play well. Let's not take a step back. Let's keep moving forward, because this is a program that last week the coaches and players were saying, hey, we want to end this regular season on a 6-game winning streak, and you have to win the first one, and they've done that. So now it's just, can you build off of that?
How does Coach Frohiger feel about the evolution of his offense now through 4 weeks?
Well, it's funny you say that. I just talked to him today about his offensive line, and it's a line that I thought was pretty soft for 3 games, having watched them a couple times, and seen them play the other game, and he thought they played much better. And he said part of that is they're using two sophomore running backs, and McCutcheon does not like to play sophomores, especially in positions where they're going to push the ball a lot. Obviously, your tailbacks are going to get the ball quite a bit. And he said those guys just run so hard, and he thinks that inspires the line. It's like, you know, if you're not blocking your guy and the running back bulldozes into the back of you and knocks you forward, that inspires you to, hey, get the hole open, Beth, and let that guy get some open space and see what he can do. I think it started to kind of materialize the second half of the Jeff game, and I know some of the kids on defense for Jeff were JV kids and whatnot, but they were moving the ball, and they seemed to just kind of get confidence as that game went on, and I think that carried over. They've now got Braden Stahl, who's the sophomore running back I was kind of referencing. He's got consecutive 100-yard games. They feel that Mason Douglas is just a man-child that's going to be hard for anybody to take down, and that was certainly the case last week where I think he ran for 5 touchdowns and threw for another. And they feel like these receivers are really good. They just haven't been able to showcase that yet because they've been playing teams that were maybe had more talent or more experience than them at the time that exposed other weaknesses, and they couldn't really get things going. So I think you're going to see McCutcheon be okay. They're going to probably go to Logansport and have another solid performance like they did last week.
Sam King, Lafayette Journal and Courier, as we preview week 5 of high school football on the Hammer Down Show.
An interesting game here, Sam. Talk about West Lafayette versus Rensselaer Central. And it hasn't really been much of a contest in the last 4 meetings. Westside coming out with a combined total of 227 to 43 points. But Rensselaer here in 4 games is 4-0 and only giving up 9.5 points per game.
Yeah, the Bombers are a legit team. And I think the time that this rivalry kind of reminds me of is 2014. Rensselaer came out and just beat the ever-living crap out of West Lafayette, which is, you know, up until that point, we thought, has Rensselaer really proven a whole lot? And when that happened, West Lafayette coach Shane Fry said, you know, this is 2014. He says, they're going to go win the 2A state championship. Well, that frustrated Central Catholic, which at the time was playing in 2A, and those two teams actually ended up meeting in semi-state. Rensselaer won, and then went on and won the state championship. So Coach Fry felt vindicated and felt like, you know, it was justified that he said that. But this is the best team Rensselaer has had since then. They run this very unique offense that's sort of, I guess, a wing tee type thing, modified wing tee. It's very deceptive. There's a lot of misdirection, and it's, you know, it's hard to defend because you don't know who has the ball. And so, you know, everybody runs out their assignments perfectly, and you basically better be tackling 3 guys every single time they snap the ball because one of them has it, and you can't really tell which one because they're so low behind the line. When they snap the ball, West Lafayette has been able to take advantage of that in recent years because they were just so much bigger. I mean, when they had guys that were 6'5", 260, like George Karloftis or Tavion Woodard, those guys would just bowl over the 5'11 lineman that Blair had, and you don't get a whole lot of yards. Everybody just kind of goes backwards. But last year's game was a game for a little bit. Rensselaer does a really good job scouting against West Lafayette, able to do some things that West Lafayette hasn't seen. Last year, you're expecting them to run, and they hit 2 deep passes, and they're right in the game early. And West Lafayette just kind of got on a roll in the second half and ran away from that thing. You know, it might be the same situation Friday night, but I think Rensselaer is going to be able to hang around for a little bit before that happens.
And what's your thought so far on West Lafayette's season?
I think I've said this all year long. I think if they win a sectional championship, they'll win a state championship. And, you know, they got so many good teams in their sectional, and Chittard is probably the only team that people around the state see as being on their level in 3A. And one of those two teams probably will win that sectional and go on and win a state championship. I think they're just, they might be, this is crazy to say, better offensively this year than they were last year. They just got a lot of weapons. You know, even though they've had running backs hurt and had to move guys around, getting Cam Nuckeye into that R.J. Herb role last year where R.J. had 114 receptions or something crazy. Cam's on pace to break that mark, I think, which is wild. And then Harrison Truitt is having a monster year here through 4 games, and Spencer Blakeman's really come around as a running back, and Kyle Adams is the guy that makes it all work. He's, he might be the best high school quarterback I've covered it since I've been here. Maybe the best one around this area since Clayton Richard, back in the early 2000s.
Mike Vallahu George wasn't too bad at Jeff, too.
That's very true. Yeah, that was the heyday of quarterbacks in this area, and now we've got Maximus Grimes at Jeff, and we've got Kyle Adams at West Lafayette.
No doubt about it. Sam King with us from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Now we get set for our big game on Friday night here, Central Catholic and Tipton. First off, Sam, how about the Knights? How do you evaluate this team through four games?
Well, Mike Perman covered this game for me Friday night. I'm thankful, and you know, I haven't seen Central Catholic in a game yet other than watching webcast, and I asked him if he could kind of bring the valuation back, and he came back and said, it's not fair against West Lafayette. It's just unfair to judge them and how good they are against that team because it was so different in terms of how much talent was on the field. You know, they're playing freshmen and sophomores versus juniors and seniors. But I think they're fine. I watch them practice every week for about an hour, and they look pretty good. They've got playmakers. Clark Barrett throws some pretty nice balls, and I think, you know, only being a sophomore, he's just going to get better. I think this is when we start to see, you know, can they really compete for a state championship, which they've said all along that their goal and that they don't care about the results during the regular season. They just play a tough schedule and hope that that prepares them well enough. But at some point, you do have to start, you know, beating teams or being competitive on the scoreboard. And Tipton is a very quality 2A team. Been to the state finals in the last 5 years, and every year is in the top 10 in 2A by the end of the season. I think this is where you maybe see if Central Catholic's for real. If they can go out and maybe not win this game, but if they can go out and compete for four quarters and be in this game the whole way, you start to say, okay, Central Catholic as a Class A team is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, especially when you look at the schedule, and you know, CC has two road games right after this game on Friday night. So you're right. I mean, this will be a good boost for these guys if they can get this job get the job done on Friday night at home.
Yeah, I think this will definitely be a competitive game. I know they're very excited about, hey, we're finally playing against some guys that are our size, and now it's time to see what we can do against them and prove that all this hard work we've put in is going to translate to on the field success.
All right, Sam, we got about a minute left here. So what's the big area game or games on Friday?
To be honest, I really haven't been paying a whole lot of attention. I kind of just look at Rensselaer every week, and now they're playing West Lafayette. A couple teams that I really like to keep an eye on right now are North Montgomery. Kind of has done some good things over the course of this season early that I didn't think they were going to be able to do. They got a big win, I think, against Southmont last week, which is the county rivalry game. And I'm intrigued by Delphi. They lost on a two-point conversion in the final seconds to Sheridan last week, and that's a game that I did not think they would be in. I thought it'd be like a 21-7 or a 28-14 type game, and I think the Oracles might have something going on over there with Coach Josh Strasser.
Well, Sam, always great to catch up with you on a Thursday. Thanks so much. Enjoy the games on Friday.
Appreciate it. See you there.
Sam King, Lafayette Journal and Courier, all things high school football, week number 5.